Blog Talk Radio.
Carol the Coach. Sex, love, and relationships. We talk about it here.
Carol the Coach. Compassion with contemporary relevance.
I am a psychotherapist. I can be your personal life coach, and I can help you with your issues. There are no problems too small or too big. You can talk about anything.
Speaker, columnist, radio TV host, and commentator. Carol the Coach brings messages of wellness and empowerment within reach of everyday people every day.
Almost 5 years ago, I lost my soulmate in an accident. He was killed in a plane crash. Life just for me has seemed to stop.
There are groups all over the city. I mean, I teach one. It is a specific way to start thinking so that you shift how you see the world, which then shifts your energy, and then you feel better and you actually see things differently.
Carol the Coach. Always available to at carolthecoach.com.
Now I've got Russell on the line.
I'm 47 years old. I'm a truck driver. I'm married. I have a wife in San Francisco.
Okay.
I haven't been home in 6 months. My thing is, I don't know if I have a sex addiction or what the problem is. Why do I want what I can't have? And as soon as I can have it, I don't want it anymore.
You're right on target when you say, I don't know if I have a sexual addiction. Well, guess what? Yes, you do. And you know what? That's my specialty, Russell. So you're at the right place. Continue.
I meet women online, and I'm in a different part of the country. I travel all 48 states, so I love sex.
I hear self-esteem issues. You never felt good enough, and you didn't feel like you were getting what you should have then, and you're reenacting that now. Do you want to change that about yourself?
Yes. I'm telling you, Russell knew he had a problem, and he decided that it was time he take a look at it and get some help. And that is what I'm so fortunate about. In working with you all, you know you've got a problem. Whether you're the addict, and your behavior's compulsive and you can't stop, or you love somebody who is, and you're sitting there saying to yourself, what in the heck am I going to do? I can't live like this. I can't live without him, but I can't live with him this way, or her, because women can be sex addicts too. So welcome to the show. This is Sex Help with Carol the Coach. Hey, I'm Carol Jurgensen-Sheets, and I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana, the only certified sexual addictions therapist in the Indianapolis area. So the good news is I have plenty of work. The bad news is I have way too much work. And this is a field that is up and coming. People are really beginning to suffer with this. And in part, that's because in about 98, computers kind of exploded. And when computers exploded, pornography exploded. Actually, pornography was the reason the computers exploded. Don't let them fool you. It wasn't about Bill Gates. It was about pornography. And then that led to a whole host of behaviors that became compulsive. You know, people could get on the internet and participate in chat rooms. People could get on the internet and participate in websites that were unhealthy for them, that led to infidelity, that promoted pictures, images, movies, video clips, all sorts of things that activated the brain and caused an addictive-like response. And, you know, oftentimes, for people who have addictive qualities, they don't just have one addiction. They have two, three, or four. I can't tell you how many of the addicts that I work with have alcoholism, drug addiction, spending addictions, eating addictions, work addictions. And so one of the things we know is when you work with sex addiction, if you can help somebody learn how to manage that and that subsides, if you're not working with the other addictions, they get worse, or vice versa. If somebody is working on their alcoholism, but nobody is treating the sexual addiction, it gets worse. And so it's very interactive. And it's important to have somebody be able to do an entire assessment so that you don't miss anything. And that can be very, very difficult because people have not yet been trained to deal with that. I may have said this to you before, but there's a leading hospital in Indianapolis and they deal with addictions. And when I said, hey, let me come talk to your staff about how to identify and treat sexual addiction, especially because we're working with drugs and alcohol here, and if you are successful in getting them to go into a recovered state and manage that, their sex addiction will go up. They said to me, Carol, it's not that we doubt you, but we can't afford to lose our funding. And we have so many people who philanthropically make donations that if they thought that they were making donations for sexual addiction, they wouldn't do it. And I got to tell you, that was so disheartening because what it really meant was the buck stopped there. The bottom line was the almighty dollar. And although I get it, I think that's compromising a very important part of treatment. And I know that it won't always be like that. But the reason it won't always be like that is because clearly this is going to get worse and worse and worse. So tonight I am excited because I'm going to be interviewing Dr. Michael Howard and Dr. Stephanie Petyak. And they are clinicians that work at the Healing Solutions Counseling Center, which is one of the largest sex addiction treatment centers in the Carolinas. They provide individual, couple, and family counseling. And why I wanted to work with them tonight is because they're going to be discussing some of their newest programs for the treatment of sexual addiction, especially centered around intensive treatment. Now, their motto is hope through healing, and that's what they strive to give every client who comes to see them. 5 out of the 7 therapists at the Healing Solutions are certified sexual addictions therapists. You know, we call ourselves CSATs. And 4 out of the 7 are also trained in trauma therapy such as EMDR, which I am also trained in. So I wanted to hear more about the intensives they're offering because a lot of times people can't afford a full-fledged treatment center that offers 30 or 45-day programs. But I have found that people benefit so much from intensive work. And Healing Solutions Counseling Center offers Bridge to Recovery, which is a 5-day intensive for men struggling with compulsive sexuality and addiction. It was developed last year, and it's structured based on the 30-task model for treating sex addiction. And you probably have heard this before, that Dr. Patrick Carnes developed that model. And so I want to hear more about the program, and I knew you would too. And they're going to be on the show at about 9:15. You know, I feel so fortunate because so many people listen to the show, and then they send me information. And sometimes I'm able to research the information, and sometimes I just throw it out to you. Now, somebody on our listserv said that there are free resources for partners. And they actually wanted to make us, certified sexual addictions therapists, aware of the fact that there's this free peer counseling phone service for partners suffering from infidelity. Although it is geared towards women, male partners can also call in. And so the link is, write this down, www.infidelitycounselingnetwork.org. And you know, since it's one of the professionals that sent me that information, I felt like I could pass it on to you. I mean, we love free services, don't we? I mean, that's what the 12-step program is about. And so this is a free resource for partners who have had a loved one that has dealt with infidelity. And, you know, tonight I was talking to an addict, and he can't stop pornography. Well, he chooses not to. Let's put it that way. And as he brainstormed all the reasons that he was unable or unwilling to stop using porn, it came out that, you know, he felt, A, it wasn't as harmful as the deal-breaking behaviors that he was no longer a part of. And he felt like, B, it really wasn't hurting anybody but himself. But as we explored deeper, he was able to say, you know what, I truly believe that if I were to stop pornography, I'd go back to deal-breaking behaviors, like infidelity, you know, multiple partners, chat rooms, prostitution. He also had experiences with men, bestiality, transgender prostitutes. So he had done the whole gamut. And he was telling himself the lie that if he just looked at porn, he would more than likely be satiated enough not to do anything else.
Carol the Coach, sex, love, and relationships, we talk about it.
That truly, it's just the opposite of that. When you look at porn, even if you've stopped your deal-breaking behaviors, what happens is that it keeps the brain activated and you're much more likely to participate down the road in those deal-breaking behaviors again. And although one mold does not fit all, and maybe he's one in a million that can look at porn and not be activated towards anything else, I was talking to him a lot about that denial system. And that first task in Patrick Carnes' 30-day recovery is breaking the denial. And so clearly, I wanted him to take a look at that behavior. And what I knew to be true, even though separated, it would devastate his wife if she knew that he was looking at porn. Why is that? Because she wants a husband that she can trust, that is not going to be activated by anything, as what she says, illegal, immoral, or unhealthy. And what we do know is sexual addiction, although it looks immoral, it's a compulsion. You know, its intent is not to be immoral. So we're going to really work with him seriously and see if we can't get some very, at least 30 days. You know, one of the things I know is that if we talked about, hey, you got to stop this for 10 years, he couldn't do it. But if we look at it a day at a time, and we say, let's go for the goal of 30 days. Maybe we start with 3. Maybe we start with 7. But my goal with him was 30 days. And then, of course, I challenged him. I said, hey, your porn is your best friend. And it is not only your best friend, it's a medication. And what would it be like if you experienced life without it? What holes would you have to look at? What feelings would you have to feel and deal with? How would your life be different? Okay, so that's a little bit about why pornography is unhealthy. And, you know, so many people think that they can still look at porn or masturbate. And the general consensus is neither of those things work towards real recovery. They do keep that brain activated, and we're looking at the brain because this is not just a disorder that has to do with willpower. It's a disorder that has to do with brain chemistry. So feel free at any point to email me at carolthecoach@aol.com. If you have a question, you have a resource, you have a comment, I really want to hear about it. And what I know to be true is that so many people listen to the show after the fact. They may not be listening tonight, but they go to iTunes and they download it. And they download it, they subscribe for free, and that then sends them every show I've ever done. So if you're looking for more information, some more free resources, I want you to go to iTunes and download the entire subscription. Because just like tonight, you're going to be hearing about intensives. You may have never even heard of the term intensives. But that really is a five or seven-day program that emphasizes specific healing that typically has to do with family of origin issues and your core issues. And so we're really excited to be interviewing our friends at Healing Solutions Counseling Center. And that's what I love about this show. I mean, you have access to all the experts. So I want to welcome you both to the show. Are you both on the line?
Yes, we are. Thank you, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Absolutely. So you're sharing a landline.
We are.
Or have you done a three-way call so that we can all talk together?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Stephanie, I realized I didn't know the proper way to address your last name. So will you pronounce that for me?
It is pronounced just like it reads, Petyak.
Okay. And what I'm going to ask you both to do is to speak up as loudly as possible because I know the volume has been a little bit compromised. And I want you to talk about this wonderful program that you offer, Bridge to Recovery. Now, who is it ideally suited for?
Well, the Bridge to Recovery program actually is ideally situated for really three different types of clients. You have the people who are struggling with maintaining sobriety, and they maybe have been in recovery for a while, but they just can't seem to find sobriety. And then you have those that are just starting out, and they want to get some immediate momentum in their recovery. They haven't really even started recovery yet, and they just want to hit the ground running. And then there's the third category, which are those people who have reached a plateau. So they may be a year, 2 years, 10 years, or 20 years into recovery, but they've hit a plateau and they just want to change things up and get some energy into their recovery.
Well, you know, you brought up those three types of clients, and certainly oftentimes when clients have hit a crisis in their life and their partner has discovered the issue or they've lost their job at work, they really are motivated to do something very intensive, and yet they can't necessarily afford the $30,000, $40,000, $60,000, or $70,000 that an inpatient or residential treatment center could provide. And so one of the beauties of intensives is it does allow them to hit the ground running. And, especially for people that are hurting, I love the fact that you also see this for clients that have hit a plateau because what a wonderful catapult experience. I mean, you're catapulting them to the next level of their own recovery. Tell
Absolutely.
Me a little bit, if you would, about how many people attend the program at one time? Because, you know, group experiences can be kind of scary, especially for our listeners that haven't had a lot of intensive treatment.
So typically we'll have anywhere between about 5 to 10 individuals
mm-hmm.
at one time. And we keep it small and intimate that way just to build cohesion and to really break through that isolationism that happens in addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And then the staff is a mix of men, female and male, licensed social workers or licensed marriage and family therapists or licensed professional counselors. And we have found that the mix has really benefited the clients overall. It helps to reduce that shame.
Well, I bet they all come from a different perspective. And I heard that 5 out of the 7 therapists at Healing Solutions are CSATs. Now, that means that 5 out of the 7 staff member that provides intensives might have CSATs also?
Absolutely, all of them.
Mm-hmm. And trained in trauma. So many of, obviously, recovering people or people that are sex addicts, they absolutely have had trauma in their childhood. And so if you don't deal with the trauma, the compulsion doesn't go away. And so...
Right, and there's... I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, Stephanie, you've got people that is their specialty is trauma.
Absolutely. And we're trained in EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprocessing, as well as, you know, I myself am trained in prolonged exposure and cognitive processing therapies, all used to reduce trauma symptoms, work through that stuckness that happens, whether it's childhood trauma or adult trauma.
Yeah, very good point. And will you just talk about those 3 types of therapy, just summarizing what each one has been known to do from EMDR to the other 2 specialties?
Well, with EMDR, it's really a matter of tapping into those big traumas or little traumas that might get stuck that we internalize as kids or as adults. It could be a big trauma such as a rape or combat theater from war or a car accident, or it can be little traumas that over time have the impact of a big trauma, such as childhood neglect or bullying or just ridicule by peers growing up. It's however we interpret something. So what EMDR does is that it will target that stuck event and pair it up with the negative cognition associated with it. Negative cognitions, as you know, are part of the beliefs are part of the addictive system, that core belief system. It could range anywhere from I'm not lovable, I'm not good enough, I'm a failure. And what EMDR does is that it's an eye movement based on rapid eye movement while we sleep, but you're fully awake and you're targeting that stuck event with that negative cognition and processing it.
Okay,
so that's EMDR.
Specialties?
Yes, there's a specialized training to be able to do this. All 3 of them, you have to go through specialized training.
Got it. So, yeah, you know, one of the things that I know to be true is to be a CSAP means that we've spent about $10,000 and at least 5,000 hours really working in this specific niche. And that's what I love about EMDR, too. It's where you've really, as a clinician, you've said, I'm going to get this specialization because I know it'll help a client. And it's not just something you learn at school. It's something you learn after you get out of school.
Absolutely. It's an extra commitment to the field.
Okay. Now, what makes the Bridge to Recovery program so attractive to people who are considering it as a recovery option?
I tend to look at the Bridge to Recovery as a Z-Pack for treatment, for therapy. It's that really small, powerful dose. It's very contained to 3 to 5 days, a very short or a small group, so that builds cohesion and reduces isolation and increases knowledge. And you get it all at once. So when you transition into or back into individual therapy, you have a really good basis. It is short-term and long-term effects.
And who thought about providing these intensives? I mean, where did this concept come from for the Healing Solutions Center?
Well, actually, it came from me as the owner of the company. As a CSAT for many years, I've known the intensive model works and that really is a great way to help clients find hope, to find healing, to get better. And so about just a few months ago, about 6 months ago or so, we started offering these intensives, and they've been so successful so far. And we've seen clients do so well with the whole model that it's really kind of becoming a staple in our center.
Yeah, you must be really proud of it. I know that when we heard about it, I wanted specifically to interview you because it seemed like the work that you were doing in the intensives was life-altering and very supportive. So tell us a little bit about past participants, how they felt to be part of the program, what they've gotten out of it. Give us a little description of what you could expect if you did this intensive.
Well, I think the most important thing is the issue that Stephanie talked about. It's the power of the group. It's with sex addiction as an intimacy disorder, which it is, one of the goals is to help clients develop healthy relationships and healthy intimacy within, in this case, within the group or with each other, as a way of connecting with other people in a healthy way that's not about sex, it's not about acting out in any kind of way, but that's truly about getting to know somebody and letting them be part of our lives. So I think what really makes this program stand out is the fact that when you have 5 to 10 men coming together for 5 days in this case, they get to know each other. They get to really become part of each other's lives. And what typically happens, they're staying in the hotel together. They're waking up and having breakfast together. We have lunch at our center, usually at the end of the day when we conclude the intensive for the day. They'll go out to dinner or they might go someplace else that's healthy as a group to enjoy the area, all the things that Charlotte has to offer. But it's about that intimacy. It's about that we're going through this together, that we're part of each other's support system. We want to help each other. And what's great is our clients will typically leave here, stay in contact with each other, and we get stories back saying they're Skyping, they're talking on the phone, and they're helping each other through their recovery months after they've left here.
Yeah, and I know that I have run over 2,000 women's groups in general in my lifetime. And when I started my first sexual addiction group, I had a preconceived notion that they would not get into the work, they wouldn't take it as seriously, they may not work as hard as women do because women are such hard workers. And in actuality, I found that men are fantastic at going deep and figuring out where their trauma occurred and being able to identify feelings. They may not know how to do it, but once they learn, they're very addicted to getting to understand themselves more and more and more. So I can imagine that they are very intimate with each other and they really do bond and they create a different kind of fellowship than maybe what the 12 steps could provide because it's so much more intimate.
Definitely, and they're going so much deeper with their work. We have every client, for instance, as an example, we have every participant do a trauma egg and present their trauma egg to the group. So to talk, to be able to stand up and present their life history of trauma with all these other men, it's just overwhelming.
Now tell our listeners, because obviously you know that I know about the trauma egg, but tell them what the trauma egg is and how it's so beneficial for people looking at their life.
Well, the trauma egg is really just a symbolic exercise. It's an experiential exercise that allows each person to go through the different things that have happened in their life, both those big traumas that Stephanie talked about as well as the little traumas that have had an impact. And it may be something relatively small that has become bigger, or it may be something huge that's just kind of been there and is there. It's part of our history. It's part of our life. And we're sharing that with the rest of the group. We're also talking about the roles we played in the family growing up, the rules that were in the family. We talk about characteristics of mom and characteristics of dad and how that impacted us then and how it impacts us today.
And so some of the trauma eggs that you have seen, give us just an example of somebody's trauma egg, of course, keeping it anonymous. Maybe you want to combine a couple.
Well, yeah, like, you know, we've had clients who, as Stephanie said, who have had sexual assault when they were younger. So they may have been 12, 13 years of age. Maybe they experienced some kind of a rape-type situation, where maybe they were quite younger, maybe say ages 5, 6, 7, and they endured a period of sexual assault or sexual molestation over a period of time. And that oftentimes comes out, as well as traumas like, you know, somebody just wasn't there for me. I needed somebody that would care for me, that would just show that I was important, and there wasn't anybody there to do that. Maybe it was a parental figure, maybe a death in the family or a chronic illness. Those types of things showed up.
Now, your intensive is how many days long?
It's a 5-day intensive.
Okay, and yet Healing Solutions also offers a 3-day intensive for partners.
We do. We offer 3-day intensive.
Is that at the same time as the addict might be going to the 5-day?
No, those occur at different times.
Okay, and then they also offer a couples intensive. What is involved in the couples intensive?
A lot of times the couple's work entails making sure that the partner understands addiction and what is needed to build afterwards. Now that we know that addiction is present, how do we increase cohesion? How do we build intimacy together? What's the concept of forgiveness? What does healthy communication look like? All the elements that is required for the couple to be successful.
And so, do you find that maybe one of the members wants to come and the other one doesn't?
I think that sometimes you will run into, or I have, I'll speak for myself, where the partner tends to be a little less receptive to doing their own work, and I always tell them up front that you have the right to heal, but the responsibility to do it in a healthy manner. And regardless of whether or not, and this is mostly for the intensive, the partner's intensive, but regardless of whether you choose to stay in this relationship or not, you have to heal. You have to, so you don't bring this into future relationships. However, once they begin learning about sex addiction and learning that it's not necessarily, they did not cause it, they're more apt to continue learning about it and learning to address some of the other things that this opportunity has brought into their life.
Oh, and I can imagine that it really helps to identify ways of maybe rekindling a little bit of that emotional intimacy, or at least the trust when you're working on things together.
Oh, absolutely. There are lots of couples that say, we have never experienced this type of relationship before. Once they've committed to doing the work and have really learned how to turn towards each other.
So what is the difference? Why did you not do the partner intensive 5 days? What made you decide 3 days was probably good enough?
That's a very good question, and I think it has to do mostly with what we thought partners, I think because we're dealing with trauma, the 3 days was enough. If we try to go longer than that, we might oversaturate them. I also think that child care type issues could come into play, just family logistics. And that's why we, even with the Bridge to Recovery program, we offer that from a Thursday to Monday because we want participants to not feel like they're having to take so much time off of work. I think with the partner intensive and even the couple intensive, the 3 days allows them to dive deep into the work but not get so saturated that they shut down or they are not able to deal with it.
Dr. Howard, you obviously founded Healing Solutions Counseling Center, and you're a retired Navy chaplain. So how does that fit into treating sex addicts?
Well, we frame a lot of our work around the idea of balanced, healthy living, and we really come from a place that to have healthy recovery, you have to have balance in your physical life, physical health, emotional health, and spiritual health. So as a former chaplain, I think I'm able to bring in what it means to be spiritually healthy. It doesn't matter what denomination or faith background, but to just to be able to look at that part of ourselves that is spiritual in nature and be able to say, how does my spirituality play out in my life? How does it make me a better person? How does it influence my relationships, my recovery, my relationships with children or my spouse? And how does it either hinder my life or help my life? And where am I off track, I guess, in terms of my spirituality? So although we consider ourselves a faith-based counseling center, all of our therapists are, we don't necessarily do biblical counseling as some might define it. We try to incorporate spiritual concepts and work with the clients to enhance their spirituality and meet them where they are, as opposed to trying to make them something that, or be somewhere that they might not yet be.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes so much sense. And, you know, as I look at your programming and I see that obviously Sex Addicts Intensive is 5 days, the Partners is 3 day, and then the Couples Workshop or Intensive is also 3 days. I'm wondering, do you have people that attend 2 out of the 3?
We do. In fact, that's part of the way our program is developed, is we want to be there for the addict, the partner, and eventually when they're ready, for the couple as well. We have a lot of clients in our facility that are seen by multiple therapists within our center. The addict may be seen by one therapist, a partner may be seen by another. And so the same concept kind of plays out in the intensives. We want the addict and the partner to do their own work so they can become healthy enough to work on the relationship.
That makes sense. And so in some ways you allow people to kind of stair step into what they need. When they complete something, they can take a little bit of a breather, and then when they're ready to do some more work, they can come back and attend the next level.
Absolutely.
How often do you get sex addicts that aren't part of a partnership?
We do have several single or divorced sex addicts, but that's really the minority. I would say it's only about 10%. Maybe 10 to 15% at most of our clients are not in a relationship to begin with. And then, as Stephanie said, which is a really important point, is the partner needs to heal, not for that relationship necessarily, but they need to heal because they deserve to heal. It's for them. Whether they make the decision to stay in the relationship or not to, they need to do their work so that they can heal from the trauma that they've endured from the betrayal and whatever else is present in their life. We don't necessarily assume that just because a partner and addict do their own work that they're going to make the decision to stay together as a couple. That's our hope, obviously, but that's not always the case. And we get quite a few clients, about that 10 to 15%, that come in who are not in a relationship, and they just say, I want to be a better person. I just want to work on being healthier. And some of them will say, I want to be in a relationship someday, and I know that where I'm at right now, I can't be in a healthy relationship.
That makes sense. And so good for the people that don't come from a partnership that really are motivated to be different and to change. But let's face it, more oftentimes than not, it's that partnership that is a motivating factor. You know, I really find that invariably, I've never met a couple that didn't want to stay together. I certainly have met some couples that weren't able to, but their intent was, we want to stay together, we want to work through this. And that's kind of that hope that you said you instill in both Healing Solutions as well as your intensives. Wouldn't you agree?
Correct. Absolutely.
Now, do the two of you actually work together?
We do. We work together quite closely. We not only co-facilitate the intensives. Stephanie is my clinical director, so she's heavily involved in all aspects of treatment here. We co-facilitate the intensives with the help of other therapists as well. And then we also sometimes do joint couples therapy where she and I will work with our individual clients together as a couple. and that is quite spectacular. And then aside from our center, we actually do retreats for military couples, and we co-facilitate those. That's not part of Healing Solutions. That's just something we do for somebody else separately.
So, and you said that this program got established last year. And so
correct.
How many months has the intensive been running?
About 8 months.
And I just can't imagine. You must feel very proud of the fact that you can offer such comprehensive programming, because, you know, one size doesn't fit all, and an individual therapy may not be enough, and couples therapy may not be enough. You're one of the biggest sexual addiction treatment centers in the Carolinas?
Correct, yes. And what makes us that is the number of CSATs we have on staff, and also the fact that we are the only place doing intensive sex addiction intensives in the Carolinas. And what, I think what really makes our intensive successful is we provide quality treatment at a very affordable price. Our intensives are strategically priced lower to draw clients from all over the country and potentially all over the world. We've had clients from as far as Canada to Hawaii and every place in between.
Okay, so you have strategically priced it, and I know we typically don't talk prices over the air, only because you just never know if it's going to shock somebody or it's going to stop them from pursuing looking into it. But you heard me say earlier that obviously residential treatment and inpatient can be anywhere from $30,000, $45,000, $70,000, $75,000. So it's 5-day intensive, the 3-day intensives, you've obviously priced at a strategic amount so that people can afford to come or at least make some sort of payment arrangements. Is that correct?
That is correct. And our intensives, they not only include the intensive itself, it includes lodging, it includes breakfast every morning, lunch every day. The only thing they're paying for is to travel here and for dinner.
Okay. So, and you've got a hotel situation set up so that you get a specialized rate?
Correct. We have a contract with Marriott, and they provide the hotels at a discounted rate, and their hotel is only about a mile and a half from our site, our center.
Well, when you thought about providing these intensives, did you two have any fears? Was there anything that you were unsure about as you were putting the programming together?
Only, I guess, the very first one that we did, my hope was somebody would sign up. And I set a goal. I'd really like to have 4 people, and we had 8. So that fear kind of subsided pretty quickly. I guess the fear is making sure that every single person that comes gets what they need out of it, that we try to tailor the intensives to the participants that are coming in. We do assessments before they arrive. We meet as a treatment team before they arrive, so we know who's going to be there and what we need to do for them. It's not a cookie-cutter approach by any stretch, and we try to tailor it to the group as best we can. And accomplish the goals that they set to achieve. And I think we've been very successful with that up to this point. So I guess if there was a fear, it's just making sure that we continue to do that and that clients are able to leave here feeling that they got what they came for and then some. And it feels good when we, in our last intensive, for example, clients said we should have a part 2. It'd be great if you guys had something maybe 4 or 5 months down the road and we come back. And so even
kind of an alumni visit.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that always speaks volumes about how invigorated people are by the things that they learned about themselves. Now, how can people get a hold of you, talk about your website, your phone number, and any email that you want to give?
Sure. Our website is charlottetherapy.com. So it's pretty easy to remember. We're in Charlotte, North Carolina, so it's just charlottetherapy.com. And you can reach me at mike@charlottetherapy.com or Stephanie at stephanie@charlottetherapy.com. And her name is spelled with an F, so S-T-E-F-A-N-I-E. And our phone number is 704-733-9700.
Okay, repeat that number one more time.
Absolutely. 704-733-9700.
All right, so if people have questions or they definitely want to find out pricing, they should give the center a call. And, you know, we typically call people that are working with first-time callers the intake workers. So they should just explain that they'd like more information and they'll get with an intake worker?
That's right. They'll most likely speak to our office manager first, and then Stephanie or I will call them back with and answer all their questions and help them to make any arrangements that they need to make, work through the logistics of getting here and so forth.
Well, you've obviously several of these in your 8 months, and it's just so exciting that this is really kind of a virgin voyage, if you will. I mean, this is your very first year, and you're getting a lot of positives. Now, before we end, I just kind of wanted to go through, if I'm an addict and I'm coming, and you've obviously interviewed me, we've figured it out, now I'm there, what I can expect to do is what? I mean, tell us a little bit about the programming. You talked about the trauma egg, but what could I expect for day one versus day two, three, four, and five?
Okay. Well, the program is set up, again, kind of on the, you know, what does the client need? But we do things the very first day. A lot of time is spent on rapport building, bonding as a group. So every client will, for example, draw a picture of their addiction and their recovery that tells their story. And each client will get up in front of the group and tell that story. And we spend enough time on that to aid the connection and create that bonding. And that really sets the stage for the rest of the intensive. We get into things the first day, such as the addiction cycle. What does the addiction cycle look like? What does preoccupation mean? What does it mean to think about acting out? What role does fantasy play? We talk about the rituals that people go through prior to acting out. We get into triggers. We get into relapse prevention strategies. We also, as we said, we deal with trauma, which takes up we spend about an entire day just on trauma. We talk about the partner's journey. That's been one of the most positive parts of our program is the addicts really want to hear more about what can I do to help my partner? What can I do to make sure that we have the best chance of success possible, both as individuals and as a couple? And we get into the arousal template and what that looks like for each addict. And we also get into what does healthy recovery even mean? And what's the difference between recovery and sobriety?
Additionally, some other elements would be really dealing with shame and guilt in the addiction, as well as predicting barriers to when they go back home. Where do they think they're going to be successful, and where do they think they need reinforcement?
Well, you know, that sounds like such exciting work, because those are the kinds of things that help them to explore what may have contributed to the problem of sexual addiction. Do they actually work with a recovery toolkit?
We don't use the recovery toolkit, but we do use facing the shadow, recovery zone, facing heartbreak, and we use a lot of the different performables and things that Dr. Patrick Carnes teaches in the CSAT training.
Very good. I find the Facing the Shadows, that workbook is by far the best workbook available to clients. They can get that on Amazon to kind of walk them through so much of what they need to know in their own discovery. So I'm glad to hear that you used that. Are there any, how do you wrap up with clients? How do you close?
That's really the piece that Stephanie was talking about, where we talk about what does it mean to leave? What does going home look like? Anytime you're in an intensive or a retreat or any of those types of events, going home can be challenging. Going home to not only your own therapist, but you're going home to a support system that may or may not even be in place. You're also going home to triggers. You're going home to a job. You're going home to responsibilities that you didn't have for the last 5 days while you've been in this intensive. And all of those things can impact the recovery. So we really try to talk about those and say, what is your plan? And from a group perspective, we give feedback. Does this plan make sense? Are there any holes that we can identify now so that you're not challenged to the point where you might even relapse or act out? Let's identify those obstacles early so we can plan for them and figure out a different way of attacking it.
We want to make sure that we address the fear that's there if when they vocalize it, as well as really getting solid and communicating all that's been learned and identified in the intensive, and making sure that their primary therapist back home is well informed as well.
Right. I can understand that. You're really setting up extra support for them. And boy, don't I know it, that, you know, after being in such a safe environment where it's been all about them, it is scary to go home and think about, oh my gosh, now I've got to have a good recovery program in place so that I don't go back to any old behavior. So I'm glad that you do all that closure. So now we're at the end of the show, and I want to ask both of you, is there anything else that you would like to share about this incredibly exciting program?
I guess I would just really encourage those listeners that are out there that are either in recovery themselves, either as an addict or a partner or as a couple, to really give some thought to, if you have not ever attended an intensive, or even if you have and it's been a little while, or you just want to mix it up and do something different for your recovery, that we offer something that's not only quality-focused, but it's also cost-focused. We want to provide a intensive that helps people heal and heal very effectively, but also at a cost that's going to be competitive or better than most other places out there, so that we don't want to preclude people from attending just because they feel like they don't have the finances to do so.
Well, I hear that sensitivity, and let's face it, by the time people get into treatment, they've oftentimes extinguished a lot of their financial capital, so I so appreciate that. I want you to know I'm calling tomorrow to find out the price so I can pass that on to my individual clients here in Indianapolis, Indiana. I love that. I tell my listeners I'm the Kmart kid in terms of I want the best value for my buck. That's just what I believe in, especially for my clients. So I'm glad that you're so sensitive to that.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, what about you, Sandy? Anything you want to add?
I'm just going to piggyback on what Michael said, and I just want to really take the time and thank you for allowing us to come on and talk about this great program that we offer. And I'm a firm believer in what we do, and I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't know that it didn't help.
Well, you two keep at it, because we need more of this type of intensive programming. I so appreciate you coming on. And listeners, I would encourage you to find out about this program, as well as talk with your loved one and see if you can't catapult your recovery, whether that's you're in recovery for the very first day, week, or month, or you've been in it for a while and you feel kind of stagnant and you want to better understand yourself and take your recovery to the next level. Thank you so much, guys, for coming on the show and sharing your expertise.
Thank you, Carol. Appreciate it.
Yeah, looking forward to working with you in the future. And I mean that when I say I'm going to call tomorrow to find out pricing. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
I think you could tell that they're really excited about this. It sounds very comprehensive for a week. And to have the 3 days and for them to have figured out a way to provide it over the weekend too, you know, oftentimes, by the time you've gotten to a CSAT, you've already missed a lot of work. The addiction has stolen that from you. And so anytime treatment specialists can be sensitive to that and fit that in, I applaud them for doing that. All right, so it's been another great show. I so appreciate you hanging in there and learning more about what your options are. You know, this show is called Hope, Strength, and Recovery because it really is about those three things. And whenever you get recovery, you always get involved with your own strengths. You get to know them better, and that obviously instills hope. So keep me tuned in every Monday night at 9 o'clock. And we're going to be talking with Ryan Salins next week. He's going to be talking about the transgender community and sexual addiction, something we've never talked about before. So I so appreciate you tuning in. And as I say at the end of every show, there will only be one of you at all times. So I fearlessly want you to have the courage to be yourself. Don't hesitate to send me an email at caroltecoach@aol.com, and I'll be happy to answer any questions over the air. You have a great week, and I'll catch you back here next time.